Now the recorder's on.
Finance and Administration Subcommittee, Ferndale City Council is now in session. All members are present. Pioneer Pavilion Operation Fund.
Your finance director would like to open a new fund, number 007, for the Pioneer Pavilion. Pioneer Pavilion, what else are we calling it?
Oh, Community Center.
Community Center.
To a separate fund so that we collect all the revenue there for rentals and we collect the ongoing maintenance expenses there. Sounds like a profit center. So cash would accumulate, hopefully, and carry forward year to year. And someday, if we have all this cash available there, after X years, maybe we have enough money for commercial kitchen, air conditioning, or other uses of capital improvements there. But hopefully it's profitable. So that would be my desire to have a new fund just for that operations. And we'll fold that into the general fund for the auditors every year because they want to fold in the solid waste and fold in the left one all into the general fund. So that'd be a request and it requires an ordinance.
I'll make a motion that we put it on consent agenda.
Second.
Okay, sounds like a proper plan to me. All in favor?
Aye.
Chair votes aye.
Mark, would you like me to add Community Center to the...
That is a great idea. Let's call it what the sign's going to say. Yeah, let's do that.
Pioneer Pavilion Community Center?
Yeah.
Yes, very good.
That sounds kind of convoluted to me. Pick one, call it one.
Yeah, is it a pavilion or a community center?
Either one is the same thing.
Okay.
So why put both names up?
What is a pavilion? It's kind of, a pavilion is a...
Open size?
Yeah, kind of a...
Covered area.
With open size.
Think of the expos.
You fill in the pavilion. Next item is simply a name change to an existing fund. We had the main on the bounty roundabout fund. Fund number 347 exists today. Council recently authorized design work, not only design work, but construction work on Main LaBounty?
Just design.
And full design, or 90% design. And then also authorized up to 10% preliminary design on Walgreens roundabout. So I want to...
30%?
Actually, we're going to probably get 30.
Very good. I want to combine those activities into this one fund. So I want to change, expand the title. To Main LaBounty, Roundabout, and Walgreens, Wanderabouts. I'll segregate the costs with different line items if I get segregated costs, just for curiosity, LaBounty design versus Roundabout, Walgreens design. But it's all kind of probably have the same firms doing the work and in conjunction, they're related. So I'm asking for a title change.
I move the... forwarding of the ordinance with approval on consent.
I'll second, but I have a question.
Yep.
Construction costs are not part of this.
Correct. 90% engineering design on the Main LaBounty.
Yeah, right now we're just doing design. When we move into construction, we'll probably use this fund to track the construction. Well,
right now,
all we're contemplating is design.
Okay.
And we have separate line items for design effort and other support effort and then construction later.
Okay. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The only question I've got about Walgreens roundabout is we really didn't have that in mind when we let that development go ahead down there. And we're going to be taking up somebody's parking lot.
Or you buy the vet building and leave the parking lot alone. Well,
what's the name of that little strip mall? Does it have a name that's across the street from Walgreens? I know Pioneer's, it's called Pioneer Station. Ferndale Station.
Ferndale on the other side.
That's where I'm going with this.
Like we're quitting.
That street does not have a name.
Yeah.
And can we, I was saying, call it Walgreens Avenue. I mean, it's nice to be able to, what street?
Selling rights?
Naming rights? Yeah. Call it John.
Yeah.
It was originally put in there just as a driveway.
It is, but it's
and then
it's
when they did the Hagen development, and that's Ferndale Station, they
you're
have made
more
them connected. But originally it was just a driveway.
Could we name that sucker or bid for a name?
That's a good idea.
Let's find a way to make some money on that thing. But let's name that street, because when you Google directions, I was like, that doesn't have a name on it. So maybe Walgreens will pay for a sign.
When I drive through there and I look at the configure, I'm just an accountant, but okay. Boy, that old empty veterinary building should be nice to have right away there. It wouldn't have to impinge at all on the Walgreens side of that road, I wouldn't think. Sidewalks are there.
And that's just, what our engineer is going to say, because the roundabout doesn't, have to be in a linear fashion. I mean, it can actually be offset a little bit, because as you know, you come in on a flare anyway. Yeah. So whether it's better, if we have a motivated seller potentially for the vet, that's great. Otherwise, we do have that empty Samuels lot. Maybe we can eat in a little bit into Walgreens and into O'Reilly Auto Parts. But that's the exact sort of answers our engineers are going to come back with and say, this will fit and this won't fit.
And that's just four arteries in that roundabout.
Exactly.
If no one buys the street, we could also do a community contest. Name the street.
Yeah.
People like that sort of stuff.
That would be fun.
Yeah. Name it after the first child born in the new year.
Can do all sorts of things like that.
How's that?
Maybe Jake would cut a check and lock her out.
Wow. Yeah. Because it's right near the locker.
Wow. 10 grand.
It's got to be a way. I always thought.
You had a question, sir.
Well, sorry. I see there's another item.
That's okay.
I have one more item after the last item.
Okay. All right. Eagle Board.
This was actually the request of Yori. Sean Hagstead has served on the Eagle Board for the last 6 years in his term. This is basically a renewal to continue on.
He hasn't had enough?
Well, apparently not. And do you notice on his application, though, he says served for last 6 years and requested by planning director, so.
Well, he's a good guy. He's really smart.
Yeah.
He does good work. So I move for approval of the appointment on consent.
Second.
Okay. In favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
I had one item, and some of you probably heard this week. June 30th every year, we look at a water sewer rate increase based on cost of living adjustment based on Seattle, Tacoma, Bremerton, CPIW, wage earners. So the Federal Bureau or BLS, Bureau of Labor Statistics, puts out these numbers based on a shopping cart of goods and services. So I took a look, I finally posted it April to April. That's our deal. We go back 1 year change from April 15th. 14 to 15. So the increase for water sewer rates will be zero because the CPI went 0.2 negative. Inflation's going down apparently April to April in Seattle, Tacoma, Bremerton. It kind of surprised me because the housing prices in this
right. Low. Housing prices have been going up. That
so
does sound surprising.
Are,
but then gas prices have gone down.
Automatically, we don't even have to vote on those. Do
correct.
Right.
They go up. They do not go down. Right. In the ordinance, I put that little clause in. But not
this is America. We never go backwards.
So it's unusual to have a negative inflation, but it happens. And
that's a good thing.
So yay, no water sewer rate increase.
So does it make you feel comfortable that the IRS got hacked?
No, it doesn't.
Our health insurance sent us a letter saying, "Hey, you guys got hacked." Premier
got hacked. Yeah.
So Riley did some social media stuff on water sewer rates. So.
And people love it. Hey, my water bill's not going up.
Woo. Not going down though.
But
beautiful.
No rate increase.
All right. Anything else?
You said you had another. Well, that was it.
That was it.
Yeah. I'd like to see you, Greg, and Susan after the meeting.
Sure.
Move to adjourn.